Hi, I'm Moy Baranski, and you're listening to the Draft Prospect Review Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. Today we have Brian Lowe, Paul Perillo, Tom Caselli, and Andy Hart making some predictions for you.
All right, we are back with the Patriots Draft Prospect Review. We're talking about the draft. How about that on this particular podcast? As we're still about 3 months, a little shy of 3 months away from the draft. I do have a mock draft here. This is from Todd McShay of Scouts, Inc. And, you know, he has a couple of quarterbacks going with the first two picks, Jamarcus Russell to Oakland and Brady Quinn to Detroit, then Joe Thomas to Cleveland, Calvin Johnson to Tampa Bay, Gaines Adams to Arizona, rounding out the top five. Now, as we know, the Patriots have two picks later on in the draft, and he hasn't taken two linebackers. How about that? 24, the pick from Seattle, Patrick Willis, the inside linebacker from Mississippi, and then at 28, Paul Posluszny, the outside linebacker from Penn State. So two picks, two linebackers, a team that has not taken a linebacker earlier than the fifth round in the Bill Belichick, Scott Pioli era. Any chance the Patriots take two linebackers in the first round of this draft?
The Patriots could probably do anything if they wanted.
Punter and kicker?
Yeah, you never know. I'm sure a tight end will be worked in there in the first two rounds.
Sure.
But I don't know about two. I think as we stand now, Willis looks like a good fit. Obviously, we're going to have to see a lot more of him before we can make that decision. I don't know about Posluszny. He's an outside linebacker in college. I don't know if he fits well into the system. I know Patriot fans want him to, but I don't know. I don't see it. I don't think you do.
Andy
either,
got him on the punt team.
I think he's overrated. I don't think he's going to be a playmaking starter in the NFL for the next 10 years. I think Willis, from the limited that I've seen, could be that. And again, the system, as Tom says, I just don't really see what Posluszny plays. He's not an inside guy, but I don't think he's an outside guy in this system. So, you know, I compare him a little bit to Chad Greenway last year, and another guy that was highly touted, and there was talk, could he be a Patriot and all that, and we never really saw anything from him because he got injured, but I didn't think he was a good fit for the system. And I think the mock draft from Scouts, Inc. is basically, what's the Patriots' biggest need? Mm-hmm. Linebacker. Here are the guys that are available this early in the evaluation process. Let's just throw them on there, and then we'll sort it out. I guarantee you that will not be what Scouts, Inc. has on April 28th, before the draft.
By no means is this meant to be a shot at Scouts, Inc. This is obviously well in advance, and they're just throwing stuff out there.
I mean,
no research yet. I mean, you haven't even had the combine.
Right. And the things change so much between now and then. I've seen some that have Anthony Gonzalez
as the
second pick, I think, the 28.
Would that be a bad pick?
There's going to be so much change. There's guy, you know, these mock drafts, first of all, we all know, aren't worth the paper they're printed on. Second of all,
like them. They do it because
love them. I love them. But to look at that and say and actually think that's what the Patriots are going to do and try to analyze it, well, no, that's not really what it's for. It's sort of one of those things that's for entertainment only.
Right.
And just kind of get you ready for the draft.
When you're this far in advance, too, obviously so many things can change. Asante Samuel could sign tomorrow or, you know, whenever. And all of a sudden, you know, you don't maybe have that pressing need in the secondary that you might have today.
Or Dalius Thomas signs with the Patriots on March 3rd, and all of a sudden, you don't need a linebacker as much.
3 years ago, all the talk was Patriots, they got to take a running back in the first round. Well, 5 days before the draft, they trade for Corey Dillon. That changes a lot of things in the draft. They end up taking one, not a real good one, in the fourth round.
And if they did go with that scenario, I think it would be an inside linebacker, outside linebacker, pass rusher.
Right.
I don't think they would go with two similar players.
Exactly.
Which is something to keep in mind. A lot of we've had some Ask PFWs and some emails questioning why did mock drafts have the Patriots slotted for a defensive end. When you see defensive end, it's a projection. It's a defensive end
in
college.
It's not Ty Warren and Richard Seymour.
Right. It's a guy who's going to play Mike Vrabel, stand-up, linebacker, projection-type playmaker that they're looking off the edge who just happens to play, you know, defensive end down stance in college.
And there are a few of those guys. Tom's kind of already talked about a few of them. So that's going to be a key going forward, and that's one of the things Andy and Tom are going to try to kind of research a little bit once they get to the combine, which would be good. You know, that 3-4 outside linebacker, that defensive end switch to the outside linebacker that Bill always talks about. Tom and Andy are going to try to talk to some guys when they get out to Indy, and hopefully Mike Mayock, I know you're going to try to talk to, but some other guys as well, because that really is one of those aspects of the defense that I think is a key. You have to have quality players out there in your playmaking spots.
And I got to tell you, if the draft unfolded how Scouts Inc. has it and Todd McShay, and they got Willis at 24, if they went and took a projection defensive end outside linebacker at 28, I'd have no problem with that.
No,
because if they're good enough, you're now setting up your defense for years to come because Willis could be able to come in and play right away on the inside. You have Colvin and Vrabel maybe on the outside, so whoever you bring in as that projection can start off slow, you know, a few snaps here and there, and then ease his way into it. All of a sudden, you now have an inside and outside linebacker, in theory, for 6-8 years.
Well, as it is, on this mock draft, 29th, right after the Patriots picked to Baltimore, Quentin Moses from Georgia, who I think is in that mix, that defensive end, outside linebacker. He was really highly touted early on, you know, coming into this year, and I think he's
dropping like a stone right now.
Yeah, I mean, so he was looked at as a top two or three pick.
Gave him a bad grade at the Senior Bowl, so
I'm just saying what I'm hearing is that he was a projected top 10 to 15 pick. He had a somewhat poor senior season, a terrible week at the Senior Bowl practices, so he's going to need a good combine and work out.
I've seen the L word with him, lazy.
Yeah,
and that's
a problem.
A good thing. Although, we heard that stuff with Ty Warren, too, and he's been anything but lazy.
And agree with Andy about Puzlowski, I think he was a good
player.
Puzlowski.
Why don't you try spelling it for us, Tom?
I call him Paul P.
We got another Paul P in the organization.
My problem with Paul P. is that I think he was a good player on a great college defense, where Willis was a dominant player on a horrendous college defense.
And how do you figure out which is the real deal? How do you? Yeah.
Well, the thing about Puzlowski that I don't like, and I kind of make fun of it all the time, but I'm very afraid of college players that I feel really step up and overachieve and get every, you know, one of those blood and guts, everything out of every last ounce of ability, and that's how they get to that level. Because I think that when you step up to the pros,
they're called special teams players.
Yeah, and I can't, you know, I was joking with Andy at the top, but I kind of agree with him. I think he's a third round pick, and I know he'll go higher than that, but I don't really think he's that much better than that. I don't look at him as being an impact guy running all over the field making plays. I don't see that happening.
Well, we'll be analyzing and dissecting mock drafts week in, week out between now and April and looking at each position one by one. And, of course, we do have the combine coming up in a couple weeks. Tom and Andy and I will all be down there. We'll be analyzing and dissecting these players. We'll have all the news and info on Patriots.com and plenty to talk about on these podcasts. So be sure to join us for those. And, of course, Patriots roster reports coming your way each week as well. We'll have another one of those later this week as we continue to look at potential Patriots free agents and what the direction they might go at certain positions. So that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Draft Prospect Review. Thanks for listening. Let's go back to Laurie.
Thanks, guys. Check back again next week for a new Draft Prospect Review podcast. And keep checking Patriots.com for all our new podcasts in the off season. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!